Welcome to News in Focus with your host, Chris Long, President of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Stay tuned for an analysis and conversation about the issues that matter most to you and your family. Here now with this week's edition of News in Focus is Chris Long.
And good afternoon and welcome to this edition of News in Focus. We're glad that you've joined us. This week we have celebrated VE Day. That is the day in which the Allies celebrated victory over the Axis powers of Europe, which of course was Germany and Italy, with the defeat of Nazi Germany in 1945, May 8th of 1945. And this week, on Friday, we'll be celebrating the D-Day Prayer Project, the effort to add FDR's D-Day prayer in its entirety at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. As many of you know, we've been featuring this special event, which is our annual Spring Freedom Banquet. Our keynote speaker will be Congressman Bill Johnson, who was the House sponsor of the legislation back in 2011. And then we will also have Bill Fetter, author and historian, who is the inspiration as he sends out every day in what's called the American Minute, a little clip of today in American history. And back 10 years ago, Bill sent that out in an email in which I read. It was June 6th of that year, and of course it was the D-Day prayer by Franklin Delano Roosevelt that he prayed with the nation on the morning of the D-Day landings. And it's the way in which the president chose to announce to the nation that the liberation of Europe was underway and asked for the nation to join him in prayer. It is estimated that over 100 million people worldwide on the broadcast heard President Roosevelt pray that prayer and asked for the nation to join with him and all free peoples of the Allied nation to a quick resolve of the war. And that was on June 6th of 1944, and by May 8th of 1945, Europe was finally at peace with the defeat of Nazi Germany. Hitler had committed suicide in his bunker, and the last of the German armies surrendered to the Allied forces. We're going to go to that prayer right now as it was prayed by FDR on June 6th of 1944. The airwaves crackled as the announcement was made for stay tuned from a message from the President of the United States. Let's go there now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. My fellow Americans, last night when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment that troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far. And so, in this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph. They will be sore tried by night and by day, without rest, until the victory is won. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violences of war. For these men, are lately drawn from the ways of peace. They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle, for their return to the haven of home. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, thy heroic servants, into thy kingdom. And for us at home, fathers, mothers, children, wives, sisters, and brothers of brave men overseas, whose thoughts and prayers are ever with them, help us, Almighty God, to rededicate ourselves in renewed faith in thee in this hour of great sacrifice. Many people have urged that I call the nation into a single day of special prayer. But because the road is long and the desire is great, I ask that our people devote themselves in a continuance of prayer as we rise to each new day, and again when each day is spent, let words of prayer be on our lips, invoking thy help to our efforts. Give us strength too, strengthen our daily tasks, to redouble the contributions we make in the physical and the material support of our armed forces. And let our hearts be stout to wait out the long travel, to bear sorrows that may come, to impart our courage unto our sons, wheresoever they may be. And, O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in thee, faith in our sons, faith in each other, faith in our united crusade. Let not the keenness of our spirit ever be dulled. Let not the impacts of temporary events, of temporal matters of but fleeting moment, let not these deter us in our unconquerable purpose. With thy blessing, we shall prevail over the unholy forces of our enemy. Help us to conquer the apostles of greed and racial arrogances. Lead us to the saving of our country, and with our sister nations into a world unity that will spell a sure peace, a peace invulnerable to the schemings of unworthy men, and a peace that will let all men live in freedom, reaping the just rewards of their honest toil. Thy will be done, Almighty God. Amen.
And that is the prayer of Franklin Delano Roosevelt that he prayed with the nation over the airwaves on the morning of the D-Day landings, June 6, 1944. Well, here marks the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings on June 6th of this year. And as many of you know, we've been working to add this prayer to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., a wonderful, magnificent monument worthy of the credit of those who served us in World War II, the 16 million Americans who served in the war. And yet it does not have on the memorial a prayer, a scripture verse, or even a reference to God anywhere on the monument currently. Well, the passage of S-1044, which took place 5 years ago on the 70th anniversary, a legislative initiative of the Ohio Christian Alliance and the Christian Alliance of America, we were able to get it done. Senator Rob Portman was our Senate sponsor. The bill actually received unanimous consent on the eve of the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings 5 years ago. Well, we're going to give you an update. Let me read this for you, which is available on our website as well. You're listening to News in Focus, a broadcast of the Ohio Christian Alliance, and I'm your host, the president of the Ohio Christian Alliance and Christian Alliance of America, Chris Long, and we're glad that you've tuned in. Let me share with you this update. Many have been wondering what the status is of our effort to add the D-Day prayer at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. The legislative initiative first started back in 2011 when we approached newly elected congressman from Ohio's 6th District, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Bill Johnson, to add FDR's D-Day landing prayer in its entirety at the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. Congressman Johnson accepted, and soon afterwards, the Ohio Christian Alliance was approached by Ohio U.S. Senator Rob Portman, who offered to be the Senate sponsor of the legislation. In a rare bipartisan moment in the U.S. Congress on the eve of the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings, the U.S. Senate granted unanimous consent for S-1044, the World War II Memorial Prayer Act. 2 weeks later, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the measure and sent it on to President Obama, who signed the bill on June 30th of 2014. Since that time, OCA has been working with the Friends of the World War II Memorial, the U.S. Park Service, for site selection and design approval, and with the Friends of the World War II Memorial for the project's fundraising effort. The legislation stipulates that it shall not be paid for by tax dollars, but rather with private donations. Many people are not aware that most of the monuments in Washington were paid for by private donations through the years. Some public money is used only for maintenance and upkeep of the monuments. The overall project cost of adding the prayer to the upgraded area of the Circle of Remembrance has accelerated from $1 to $2 million. This is a challenge, but the good news is that the prayer will be added in a grand way for a lasting tribute to the men and women who served us in World War II. And for all our veterans, we envision this project to be a lasting educational piece added to an already magnificent monument. Now here's the update. It is now approaching 5 years since the bill's passage. There is now a sense of urgency as it has come to our attention that the legislation will expire. The addition of the prayer must be completed by June of 2021. Again, the prayer must be completed by June of 2021. That gives us just outside of 2 years to get this done. Now, according to the Commemorative Works Act, that's why OCA is all in focusing on getting the prayer added. We have had some direct conversations with the Friends of the World War II Memorial, the U.S. Park Service officials, opting to take a phased-in approach to the Circle of Remembrance Enhancement. Well, what does that mean? Well, that means that we are going to focus on the prayer's addition itself. That means four bronze plaques on a granite pedestal. The cost of adding the prayer portion of the Circle of Remembrance is about $500,000. That's what we are targeting. What we'd like to say is if you'd like to make a contribution for adding this wonderful historical presidential prayer for a lasting tribute to the World War II prayer, then you can do so at our website. Now, there's two websites. The Ohio Christian Alliance, that's ohioca.org. Or you could just phone 330-887-1922. That's our phone line, and we could take a donation over the phone. Now, folks, this is what we're going to do. We're going to be launching a national campaign. So the Freedom Banquet this Friday is a kickoff for that. We're having everyone who has had participation in getting the Prayer Act passed Congress, the D-Day Prayer Project, and that's Bill Johnson, and that's Senator Portman, and it's Bill Federer, and it's the Ohio Christian Alliance, and former State Representative Danny Bupp, who is a, in his own right, he is a retired Marine colonel. He'll be in uniform on Friday night. We're going to have World War II reenactors, and we will have World War II veterans with us, many of them frail of health now in their mid-90s and even north of that. And so it's going to be a wonderful time on Friday night. So, you know, if you're hearing this on Thursday, there is time for a few more tickets that are left. If you'd like to register, you log on to Ohio Christian Alliance or ohioca.org, and you can still register to get in on Friday night. It's going to be a wonderful event. We're going to be kicking off a national campaign. We're going to be on national radio. We're going to be on TV. We're going to be running some internet fundraising efforts. We're going to get this done. We promised these veterans that we will get it done and get this prayer added. And in fact, many of them said to me, young man, get it done. When I told them what we were attempting to do by adding this prayer as a lasting tribute and an educational piece for their honor, they said, young man, get it done. Well, I'll tell you, we started 7 years ago. Nothing comes easy. We got the bill through Congress 5 years ago, and now it's been 5 years in the making of working through the planning commissions in Washington, the Fine Arts Commission, the U.S. Capitol Planning Commission, working with the Friends and the Park Service. Well, we're getting a lot closer. That's what the good news is. We're fully committed to this. Some of you have already given some donations over the years. We want you to know that we absolutely have kept those, and we are putting it towards the project. It will go to addition of the prayer. You'll be able to go to Washington here in about a year or two, and you'll be able to read this prayer. In fact, that's what we're envisioning, that there'll be youth groups who will be coming from all across the country. Do you realize that the World War II Memorial is one of the most visited monuments in all of Washington? In the last number of years, it has about 4 million visitors a year. That's a lot of folks coming through. And when they read the prayer that you just heard, FDR pray, that is a wonderful tribute to our veterans. And it tells the story, doesn't it, of their sacrifice and their commitment for liberty. Well, my wife and I, Sylvia, had an opportunity to visit Europe this March. We went to England, and then we went over to France, to Paris, and then to the Normandy beaches. And, of course, the Normandy cemeteries, where many of them have been laid to rest. As FDR said, some of them will never return. Receive them, Father, into thy loving care. Well, those who perished on Omaha Beach as the landing craft came ashore, as you know, several thousands perished trying to take the bloody beach of Omaha. And so we were there at Omaha Beach, Utah Beach, Gold and Sword Beaches, which was where the British sector was. We went up to the bluffs above, and of course, the Normandy Cemetery in March of this year. Well, President Trump will be there with allied leaders next month in just a matter of weeks on June 6th. And this may be one of the last times in which the allied leaders gather together, because there's so few World War II veterans left and able to make the trip. Right now, we're going to go to a speech by President Reagan that he gave at Point du Hoc. That's the cliffs that were taken by the Rangers on that day, D-Day, that day of days. And they climbed those cliff rocks. They took that point, and they were to take out large guns that were in placements upon the top of the cliffs there. In 1984, President Reagan gave this speech at Point du Hoc. Let's go.
We're here to mark that day in history when the Allied armies joined in battle to reclaim this continent to liberty. For four long years, much of Europe had been under a terrible shadow. Free nations had fallen. Jews cried out in the camps. Millions cried out for liberation. Europe was enslaved, and the world prayed for its rescue. Here in Normandy, the rescue began. Here, the Allies stood and fought against tyranny in a giant undertaking unparalleled in human history. We stand on a lonely, windswept point on the northern shore of France. The air is soft, but 40 years ago at this moment, the air was dense with smoke and the cries of men, and the air was filled with the crack of rifle fire and the roar of cannon. At dawn, on the morning of the 6th of June, 1944, 225 Rangers jumped off the British landing craft and ran to the bottom of these cliffs. Their mission was one of the most difficult and daring of the invasion, to climb these sheer and desolate cliffs and take out the enemy guns. The Allies had been told that some of the mightiest of these guns were here, and they would be trained on the beaches to stop the Allied advance. The Rangers looked up and saw the enemy soldiers, the edge of the cliffs, shooting down at them with machine guns and throwing grenades. And the American Rangers began to climb. They shot rope ladders over the face of these cliffs and began to pull themselves up. When one Ranger fell, another would take his place. When one rope was cut, a Ranger would grab another and begin his climb again. They climbed, shot back, and held their footing. Soon, one by one, the Rangers pulled themselves over the top, and in seizing the firm land at the top of these cliffs, they began to seize back the continent of Europe. 225 came here. After 2 days of fighting, only 90 could still bear arms. And behind me is a memorial that symbolizes the Ranger daggers that were thrust into the top of these cliffs. And before me are the men who put them there. These are the boys of Puente Hope. These are the men who took the cliffs. These are the champions who helped free a continent. And these are the heroes who helped end a war.
Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Well, that's what we're attempting to do, folks, is we're attempting to add this wonderful historical presidential prayer. There'll be a lasting tribute and a legacy of those World War II veterans, many of who have passed on. The last few remaining are still with us, but they really are just a few years left, and there won't be many or a few at all that will be with us. Well, we have been able to say thank you over the years at the World War II Memorial, at the honor flights have come in, but fewer and fewer of the World War II veterans are able to make it to Washington, much less able to make it across the Atlantic for the D-Day observance this year. That's why we're having the Freedom Banquet here locally in the Akron area, and we do have some World War II veterans that are coming. We actually have a Normandy veteran that will be there who stormed the beaches on that day. Well, this is a prayer and a tribute to them, and this is what we want young people to understand going forward, and it's a generational exchange. It's a passing of the baton to keep history alive, and that's what these men wanted us to do, is because so help us God. Those were the words that FDR stated to the nation when he gave the proclamation of war on December 8, 1941, after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Those words were omitted from the World War II Memorial. That's what the inspiration was for us to add this prayer to be a lasting tribute to these veterans. And again, you can read and listen to the prayer again at our website at ohioca.org, or just Google Ohio Christian Alliance. You can actually print it off and share it with your family and friends. We hope that you will do so. And also make a contribution of any size to the effort. You can do so on our website. Just go to the contribute button and make a donation for the D-Day Prayer Project. We thank you, and God bless you, and you're going to be hearing more about it as we make a major announcement on Friday night in Akron at this year's Freedom Banquet of the Ohio Christian Alliance. Thanks for listening. God bless you. We'll see you next week.